surrendering, that is, well, that's what really life is about, but especially this end of 2018, moving into 2019, it's a matter of surrendering over that which no longer serves you, surrendering to that which wants to serve your highest good, and saying yes. You know, 'tis the season for New Year, 'tis the season also in a couple months for Lent, where we talk about giving up stuff to gain more things. And all, within all of that, you should remember that you have power. You are power. See, it isn't about releasing and letting go and asking God to rain down greatness because you've been a good girl or boy. Especially in the Lenten season, because you're releasing all the bad habits and things that you couldn't do with the resolutions. You're like, I'm going to get it this time. It is sincerely about you not only having power, God's power. You are God's power, and with that power, you are empowered to create a brand new world, not just from 2018 to 2019. I'll be saying the same thing, 2019 to 2020, and on and on and on. It's about each and every moment of every day, but it's so great that the new year we can release and let go of 2018, what didn't serve us, and go, okay, I'm ready, because 2019 is going to be great. Sometimes we don't do that. Sometimes we misuse our power, because the power is the spoken word. That power, that the word is the agent of your mind. You speak what you're thinking, yes, most of the time. And unfortunately for most of us, we also speak without thinking. That's what gets us in trouble, really. It's our habits. They just kind of blather out. And we don't even hear ourselves anymore. Those are the dangerous ones. Because those are the habitual ones. Those are the ones where we talk down to ourselves. Or we feed back the things that we've heard from our parents, from teachers who maybe didn't believe in us. From ourselves, most of all. And we listen to our words. How many of us have already started before 2019 starts? It's like, well, 2018 wasn't exactly what I wanted. So 2019, all right, I'll make some resolutions, but, you know, they haven't worked for me before, so should I really expect that they're going to work for me now? I'm hearing laughter, I'm hearing fidgeting, because we've all gone there. We've all been here. And these are the types of words that, some of the words that I'm talking about, that we need to hear the power of the words that we're speaking, because we're already implanting into 2019, which is only a couple days away, but still not here, the pessimism that we're trying to leave behind of 2018. The worries, the cares, any of them that you have had in 2018, we want to leave them behind. Do bring forward all the good stuff and the optimism of 2018 to propel you forward for a higher 2019. Use those words, use those thoughts to continue building on greatness, because that is what we're here to do. You are empowered to create your great life, your good life, your world of greatness. So the big questions that we have are, what words are we speaking, especially on a continual basis? And what experiences, what kind of life have we created based on the words that we use? Now here's where, you know, as a unity minister, I have to do a yellow flag here. Because this isn't about a blaming or a shaming. This isn't about you creating a world, you know, purposely. I don't think any of us are saying, my day sucked, and that's the way I wanted to create it. My year sucked, and that's exactly what I wanted. I don't think any of us are purposefully creating that. What we are doing is using the power of the word in the incorrect way, because we don't know, we don't remember. And that's why it's so important to remember that you are the power. That God has created all this greatness, has given us all this greatness, and it's for us to use however we want it. Now, so many people say, you know, there's such devastation in the world. How come God has everything that we need to use, but we're the ones using it? We're the ones creating on this life, in this planet, our life, the world. Because God thinks of it as all good because it created only good. Genesis said that, yeah? There was a void and it was good. There was plants, there was animals, there were people. Everything, it's all good. Every last one of them, it's great. I did a great job at the end. I could rest. It also said in Genesis that we have the power to choose any of the elements that God has created. We can choose how we create it and manifest it here on earth because our lives are the results of the words, the thoughts, and the feelings that we continue to use and to manifest. Matthew 12:31, scripture says, "By thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." The power is yours. The question is, are you going to use this power in condemnation, or are you going to use this power to lift up? Lift yourself up or condemn yourself? Lift others up or condemn others? You know, it seems like every year I say the same thing. We're in a world where it seems darker and darker. I'm going to stop using that power of the word and say, we're in a world with the possibilities of brightness shine each and get better and better. It doesn't matter what happens at the end. I think that my words are that powerful that I am seeing in this life things that I don't want to see anymore. So as an example, I'm saying through the power of my world, my word, that my world will, from now on, just get brighter and brighter, more prophetic, more beautiful, and more illumined with God's love and God's perfection. Because I think that's us anymore. We want to be the light. We want to live in light. We want to live in joy. And yet we continue to go back to the same old habits that we've been doing. There's no is a complete sentence. Say no more. No, I'm not doing that anymore. I am using the power of life, a beautiful word. So let us start paying attention to everything that we say. Because we are our own worst enemy. Let us start loving ourselves. I know in the world we say, you know, if you treat yourself right, you're selfish. It's all right to be selfish. What is not all right is to belittle someone else. Or in your the things that we have, the greatness that we have, the abundance that we have, not to share it with others. And not to expect other people. Ours to do as Christ consciousness is to look at someone and lift them up and say, you know, brother, you know, sister, if I can do it, you can do it too. And if they can do it, we can do it. That is what life is really all about. Not bringing someone down to make you feel better. Not bringing someone down or pushing someone down to elevate you. But we, none of us can be elevated unless we are all elevated. And the first step, the main step, that they are not of the highest good, then repenting. Changing your mind, changing your words, changing your actions so that you can change your life. It bubbles up to me at this moment to say that as you are looking forward, as you are speaking what you deem as your truths to yourself, to your others, ask this one question. Is this how a loving God would speak to me? Is this how a loving God would speak to someone else? And if your answer is no, then I recommend that you check yourself. Change your thoughts, change your words, and move forward for a higher being. Well, Reverend Crystal, you don't know who I work with. You just... And I tell you, your words are so powerful. Your thoughts are so powerful. I work with this difficult person. This person speaks too much. They continue to do that. Check it out. The more you think it, the more it happens. You're going to go, what needs to change here? Let me tell you, your thinking about them needs to change. The power of your thought and the power of your word needs to change. And I guarantee that your world will change. That it will seem like they don't talk as much, that they don't complain as much, that they don't do as much to irritate you. You will walk into work, and even if it didn't seem like they changed, you've changed enough. It doesn't matter what you're thinking because you know the secret. It's a secret that Jesus tried to tell us. It's a shifting of a consciousness. Jesus said, let all your words be yes when they mean yes and no when it means no. And we can use those words interchangeably. For our own health, I recommend us going back to what we deemed as the terrible twos and threes. When the babies always said, no, no, they mean that. They have a firm sense of self. It's usually a healthy thing. No, I don't want to do that. No, I don't. We need to get back to that self-love. Let our no's mean no. And our yeses mean yeses, even more importantly. No to those things that continue to crump up in our minds, the monkey mind that they call it, those aggravating, agitating, anxious, tense thoughts that come out in words, which then create a world that we don't want. Beloveds, we half the time don't even know that we're doing this. Think and listen to ourselves. And I recommend that when you find, and we will all find that we're doing this, don't shame or blame yourself going, oh my God, I'm not healthy because, I'm not prosperous because, I am not whatever you don't want because I've been speaking these words. Don't blame and shame yourself like that, because that only sends you through a hamster wheel of, oh my God, I'm not healthy. How did I create this? Which shames you, which means that you're feeling worse. Then you're like, oh my God, I'm feeling worse. How do I get through this? And it just rotates. May I make a suggestion? Pray on it. Let me know if you think. I suggest that when you find yourself in those thoughts that are like, uh-oh thoughts, like, God, I can't stand that person, or, oh, my life sucks right now, go, wow, yes, celebrate. Because, yes, celebrate. Why? Well, yes, I am a little crazy, but not right now. There's a practical reason why I'm saying this. It's because most of the time when we're at these moments, we don't recognize them. We don't see them. We don't hear ourselves. So to break the chain of that circle, that cycle of blaming ourselves, go, hey, I caught that. Yeah, yeah. I like it. There you go. Why? Because there's your opportunity. Right there, you can use the power that you have. Use the power that you are to empower yourselves to make that change. Change your thoughts. Change your words. You are that power. You are that powerful. But once you become conscious of it, then you have a mission. Work on it. Do something about it. And let your yeses mean yes and your noes mean no. If someone asks you to do something and you don't really want to do it, politely say no. My mother has always said that it's not what you say, it's how you say it. It is not what you say, it is how you say it. If you say something with a loving heart, and not, I'm saying true loving heart, not like, okay, I have to love you, so I'm going to, yeah. No, thank you. Now going back to a preteen years. No, thank you. Yes, thank you. No, we're not going to do any of that. I'm talking about coming from deep within your being, that Christ itself, that being self, and making that shift and making that change and saying, you know what? Remembering, if you walk out of here without anything, just remember, I am the power to shift my life. God has created a plethora of everything for us. How have you been creating your life? Has it been in black and white or one color? Are you using the full spectrum of the colors that God wants? And how are you using the palette of God's life for you? Are you using it in limited ways? Or are you using it in ways of grandeur? Are you using it because you're hurt? Are you using it for healing, of a salve that is healing you? And once you are healed, you have the opportunity to help heal others by your example, by your words, by your being. This is the true meaning of the power that you are. You can say no to whatever you don't want in your life, and it has to leave. You know, that's the secret. You know, the book, The Secret, it's just compiled different package of a lot of wisdom from New Thought and from old wisdom. And that's the secret that a lot of people don't realize, that if you don't want something, you can turn into that two-year-old and say, no, get out of my mind. No, get out of my life. Get out of my being. No, I don't want that for myself. And you know what? That is liberating. Even just saying, no, I don't want this in my life, it no longer has power over me, will liberate you and make you feel free and at peace already. And then what do you do after you've liberated yourself from those feelings, from those thoughts of worry, from those things that you don't want in your life? You replace it. Most of us go, no, no, no. And then we replace it with something that is equally, which is equal. I won't judge it for what it is, but it's still things that we thought we wanted, and then we find out that we don't want it. You have to be conscious of what you're thinking, of what you're speaking at all times. That is what this is all about. So when you release it, replace it with affirmative thoughts of greatness. Replace it with thoughts of God's good. Replace it with the knowing that God has given you everything. All you have to do is say, yes. Yes, God. Move within yourself. Anything within your consciousness that is not the great, which is not greatness, your consciousness metaphysically, unity metaphysically speaking, are all the thoughts and feelings that arise that make up your reality right here, right now. Now you come to the warehouse of feelings from your past. You put those things together, and what you get is our thought chain. You look at a positive thought chain is if I would walk down there, see the fire, put my finger in the fire. Now, when I was a baby, I did that, and it hurt. So within my subconscious, if I think about doing that, I remember, ooh, that hurts, so I don't do it. Good use of subconscious. But we, on our subconscious level, we pull up things from our memory that we don't even want to remember. We don't acknowledge it. And then it comes combines with our conscious mind, and then it creates our reality. But we want to go someplace else. We want to go to a different level that is within us, and that is called the super consciousness. Within the super consciousness is the realm of God, the realm of the Christ consciousness that is the truth of our being. And it is from words and the thoughts of God's greatness which allows us to create only greatness in this world. And greatness is in this world. You can throw any politician, you can throw any disaster, you can throw anything at me that does not seem that there is not light in this world, and I will show you light right here in this room. Right with yourself, because light is in the world. And it is time for us no longer to say, you know, 2019, it just gets darker, so I'm going to stop. No, 2019 is going to be better. It's going to be the best year yet, because we're using the power of our thoughts, using the power of our words, move us forward, will catapult us to a greater. And it's from our example that others will see, oh my God, what are you doing? You've changed. You're no longer complaining. You're no longer griping. You're no longer doing this. You're a different person. Actually, you're whistling while you come into work. When so-and-so walks by, you don't grimace and growl. You go, hello. You pat him on the back. You give him a smile. What happened to you? And you'll go, I used my power. And they'll go, what kind of power is this? Is some witchcraft or something? And you'll go, no, it's the power of God. I realize I am the power to change my life. And I want my life to be good. I will no longer accept anything other than words that are healing. I will accept nothing other than words that will protect and will prosper. Actually, there is an old-time saying that people used to say, you know, the old-fashioned chat. Kind of related to anytime someone says, we need to talk. Oh, we have all had those we need to talk situations, don't we? You know, it might not be a breakup, but there's something happening. Someone's not happy somewhere. I suggest that because of all that negative conversations for change to happen, yes. But it's the way we say it. It's like my mama said, it isn't what you say, it's how you say it. It's the intent that you have. And if you have an intention of not of what you don't have, but what you want. So there's a difference in that that conversation. Most of us come into that conversation, what did I do? Well, you did this, and I don't like that, and we're going to change this, and blah, blah, blah. Versus, I would love to see a change. I would love to have more harmony. Can we broach this together? Can we move forward for this or that? Not about what I don't have, but what are our possibilities of greatness? Thus using our power in a constructive, useful way. We can all do that. It could be in the largest things, but I invite us to do it in the smaller things. Some of us have already gotten that, the large thing done. I'll give you my own example. Most of you know that, and so, well, actually a lot of you don't know, but I live in an area of Albany called Center Square. If anyone has even ventured through Center Square or through Lark Street, you know how interesting it is to find parking. And I happen to live a half a block away from the Capitol Building and Empire State Plaza. So, yes, it can be difficult, morning, noon, night, to find a space. People warn me when I move there. I'm just over 3 years living there now because I'm moving into my third year here. Yeah, I love it here too. No, I'm, well, third to fourth. 16, 17, and, thank you, Reverend Roger. You can see his face, though. He's like, you're running 4 years. Joking. Woohoo! Opportunity to change my consciousness. Opportunity to see if this thing about your words, your and your feelings shift. And so I am on it. I use it. Anytime I'm on it, I'm like, oh yeah, there's a space. I'm leaving here or leaving someplace else. I envision it. I see it. Oh yeah, there's a perfect space for me. And when, yep, turn, whoop, hey, there's several spaces. Woo! I don't always remember to do that. So here's the monkey mind at work. You use your own minister as an example. So I'm trucking down Central Avenue. I might be right by Dove. And I go, oh, man, I didn't even think about my consciousness. I didn't see the parking space. Oh, man, it's too late. There's not going to be a parking space. Oh, man, I'm going to be roaming around for hours. And, of course, what happens? No parking space and, well, not quite hours, but at least there have been times a good hour because I refuse, I'm lazy too. I refuse to walk a mile to get to my street. No space, no space, no space. I turn, come around the block, cross street, no space, no space, no space. I go to the next block, turn the corner, I wave hi to Gretchen and Bill, no space, no space, because they're just right on the other side of me. No space, no space. And then I remember. It's like, Crystal, what are you thinking? What are you saying? You're creating it. You're that powerful. Hello, create a space. Oh, yeah. And so what do? I have to get through the monkey mind. Sometimes I'm like, oh, but there's a bar at the corner, and oh, there's never any. It's like, Crystal, what are you saying? Yes, change it. There's a bar at the corner. People leave all the time. People come, people go, no matter what's happening, there's a space. And by golly, changing the thought, speaking the word, feeling it with inside me, yes, what I heard uttered through the congregation, there is always a space. Something that small to something large, your life, your health, your wealth, your well-being. In God's mind, in God's creation, it's all equal. So as you move forward, I challenge you to continue to ask yourself, would a loving God speak these words to me? Would a loving God speak words like this to someone else? And I invite you to move forward, to shift your consciousness, to create a life, because you not only have the power, you are the power, and God empowers each and every one of us to create heaven here on earth. So let's do that. And so let us look forward to our weekly affirmation. If you need something to cleanse the palate of your mind, you can use this. I have the power to create my world. Breathe that in. Let's say that together. I have the power to create my world. If you want to change it up, I am the power to create my world. I am the power to create my world. Yes, you are. God bless each and every one of you. And by if I don't see you, Happy New Year. But hopefully I will see you tomorrow.